Had to sing that song this morning, Kev, and I had the opportunity yesterday to go visit with a couple who've just started attending church in the last 6 months here at Mount Calvary. They've been going to church for a long, long time, just here at Mount Calvary. And so many times Carol will come in and she'll be so faithful to ask prayer for John. And I got a chance to go to John's house and sit there and visit. And I'm always amazed about how God, the way that God just clarifies things in your life. I'm amazed when you go to visit with somebody and a healing takes place in my soul as well as theirs, just to have an opportunity to fellowship about the good things in God. And John's been through some difficulties physically, but I'm here to tell you that his faith is strong. And he believes in a healing God. And he sat there and did a little preaching to me yesterday, and I love it. He was telling me about healings. He was telling me about how he was so proud to have served the Lord, a soldier of the cross, about the many things that God had done in his life, and also the many things that he'd been witness to. He served, I don't know how many years, and over and down at Alexandra Hospital, as a volunteer chaplain down at Alexandra Hospital. And he was telling me about the times and going in to those hospital rooms when the prognosis from the doctor was not good. But the love of God and the healing power of God was great. And he would share with that. Also, he sent me downstairs to look at his bearskin rug he has down there. One part of him was deprived, but also kind of let me know he could still put me in my place, I think, if he really needed to. And it was such a blessing for me to have that opportunity. I believe that everything about a service will tie in together if you just leave it to God. I'm going to massage you with a message today. Brother Matt, I have finally arrived in this life. Certain things that when you go in the office, you look up on the wall and the diplomas, all those things, and you think about accomplishments and all. I received something just a few weeks ago that I would have never thought in my life that I would have received. I received a text from Ruby Calkins. I looked at the phone. I had to put my glasses on. I saw the name above that. And it began, "You didn't think I could text." And I was so thrilled to get it. The times, they are a-changing, folks. The times, they are a-changing. And it is only through the love of God, through the communion of His Holy Spirit, through God living within us, are we able to share this wonderful good news and joy about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a new sign, but the message is still the same. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. We've been reading in the book of Romans, starting out, "I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power unto salvation." Yes, we know that of all have sinned and come short. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the gift of God is that eternal life through my Lord Jesus Christ. In the 8th chapter, we started to read about how there is therefore now no condemnation. It's all been taken away by the Lord Jesus Christ, by Him upon that cross and what He did in your simple acceptance of it. You got to believe what the book says. We've been going over this. We've been trying to hammer home. You got to believe what the book says. And today, for just a couple minutes, I want to share with you about God's Holy Spirit. It is called the Comforter. And I know in my heart in the last 2 weeks, I don't know when that definition of the Holy Spirit has hit more at home because of the many funerals that I've been to and presided over. And the friends and co-workers and soldiers of the cross that we've had to say goodbye to. That Holy Spirit is a comforter to your heart, to your spirit. I know that families, when it's such a difficult time, when the challenge is that when you look on the outside, you just kind of shake your head and don't quite understand how they're dealing with things. But on the inside, the comfort of the Holy Spirit dwells within you. It's a very unique comforter because although there are many words that are spoken and I find personally great comfort in the songs that are sung, I like those get up and go and Pentecostal arm raising, if Kevin calls it songs, I love them. They will get you excited. They will make you happy. But I also love those hymns right out of the book that will just very quietly touch your soul. They will touch your soul, God, through His wisdom, allowing that Holy Spirit to give you the comfort and strength that you need in times of trouble. Not only is the Holy Spirit a comforter, but we read that in the 14th verse, for many as are led by the Spirit of God. God's Holy Spirit will lead you, will guide you, will direct you. In the 18th verse, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. There are sufferings you have to go through. There are trials that you'll have to bear. There are things that you'll question in your mind and heart. God, why? I don't understand. You'll shrug your shoulders. You'll just ask why. But God and His Holy Spirit, He knows that all these sufferings that we may bear during this time, these old bodies that are not as young and peppy as they used to be, the sufferings do not even start to compare with the glory that we will see. And then, this morning over in the 28th verse is the answer to Matt's quiz this morning during the prayer time. He mentioned about making your New Year's resolution. I didn't know if he was going to pray, preach, or meddle. I didn't quite know. Because when he mentioned that weight thing, he kind of looked down at me. We'll chat about that later. And then concerned about how the percentages dropped from, 40 and then 60. And then by December of the following year, if my math is right, about 92% of those have given up on those resolutions. But the answer lies in the 28th, but first in the 26th, the 26th verse. It's the one you kind of like to jump over when you're getting down those good ones, because everybody wants to get to the 28th. We know that all things work together for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. We want to get down to the end of the chapter. It says, if God is for us, who can be against us? We want to get down to the end of the chapter. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But before you get there, stop up in 26. Because it states, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. How many have weaknesses? Oh my goodness. How many have weaknesses that only the Lord God Almighty can help you? That's where the strength is. Because I have a Holy Spirit that lives inside of me, dwelling in me, as the Spirit, as God's Word says, that is able to lead me, that will help me in my weaknesses. It's easy when you're strong. Easy when you're clipping along and it's smooth and you just got it all together and... I'm not a negative person, but trust me, it won't last. Something's going to happen on the horizon. Something's going to come your way that will shed a little light on your weakness. And that's where people get into trouble. Because for some reason, a lot of people think that God's mad at you. I don't know if it's been some television show you watched or Sunday school teachers you had way back when or what you heard from some, but you think that God is up there like kind of waiting and he's angry and he's got a paddle that, you know, and just ready to wrap you on the hands. And my God's not like that. That is the furthest thing from the love of God. Because my God, through dwelling within me, through leading, guiding, and most of all, with his comfort. And he is there to wrap his arms around me during my time of weakness so that I can focus on him. There's an awful lot of things get blamed on God. There are an awful lot of things get blamed on the Holy Spirit. I hate to tell you, but we got a whole lot of spiritual weirdos out there, and I don't know how else to say it. We got people that are saying stuff, and this is from God, and that is from God, and I did this and that, and he's telling me this, and he's... It is not from God. It does not hold up to what this book in front of me, which is open, says. It does not line up with love the Lord thy God with all your mind, heart, soul, spirit. It does not line up with love thy neighbor as thyself. And trust me, it is not of God. But there's a whole lot of people going around spouting that stuff off. And there are people that listen to it. I'm amazed about how so few people believe what the Bible says, but Oh, I saw it on the news. I read a newspaper. It must be right. Get back to the solid rock. Get back to the thing that you can count on. Get back to the part of the message that will ring true within your soul, and your spirit will line up with God's spirit, and you will know without a shadow of a doubt that it is the truth, because it is of God. He will help you in your weakness. The book of Psalm 63. God, you are my God. I search for you. I thirst for you like someone in a dry, empty land where there is no water. Because your love is better than life, I will praise you. I want something that will help me in my time of weakness that I can count on. And I want it to be greater than I am. Last week we talked about a little boy and letting if God is in you and God is bigger than you, then God ought to shine through. And I love that. God ought to shine through in your life and what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish. But I hate to say it, when God shines through you, He is also going to show some of your weaknesses to others around you. You can decide if you want to point and condemn. And if Bobby Mumford were here this morning, he said, or you can take the Christian attitude. I love it when he said, you can take the Christian attitude. And that is to love your neighbor as yourself. And say, although you may be struggling, although this is a tough time, although you may have stumbled, God loves you. And it tells me in the book that I have to love you too. You will find out that part of your weakness, that God's Holy Spirit will come in and will strengthen you. He will make a way so that there is no temptation that will knuckle you down. And then I believe that He is going to use that same thing that was your weakness, that you can tell others that I found it to be a strength for Him. Are you okay? Would you like some water? Okay. That's okay. I was just hoping you woke a few people up around you. That's all I get. It's been a great week for God. It's been a week where I never thought I'd say goodbye to my old buddy Tommy Freeman. Things that come about so quickly. Challenges to your life. I am so glad that I stand before you in a pulpit with an open Bible. I'm glad that the message that we give is one of hope. It is one of faith. It's one of belief. That through God. Only through God, only through our belief in His Son, Jesus Christ, dying upon a cross, only through the shedding of blood, only for your simple willingness to accept Him, as the old saying is, my ticket to heaven is punched. When old Tommy sings that ending on what a day that'll be, I'll be sitting on the side just smelling the good grilled pork that somebody's made. And I'll get to sing with the saints again. A lot of you have lost loved ones. It's simply a crossing over, folks. Simply moving on. Simply graduation day.
And can you think about how excited you're going to be when they're waiting for you over in Glory Land? And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Each and every one of you are called for the purpose of God in your life. And I encourage you, just keep on believing. Keep on singing. Keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. And you'll be amazed how you will find strength even in your weakness through the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we've come into your house today. We have opened up your word. I believe, Heavenly Father, that you've given us a little glimpse in our hearts about how you'd want us to approach these struggles and challenge we face in our life. I believe that only through your Holy Spirit working in us are we able to overcome these weaknesses we find. God, allow us to be more faithful, more loving. Allow us to be full of more tenderness, compassion. Allow us to be the light that you can shine through. God, we thank you for each one taking part in the service today. We thank you once again for all the praises, all the prayer requests, especially with Brother Charles over in the hospital today. Bring healing to his body. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place, as we leave this building, and allow us to take the joy of the Lord wherever we go. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen. If you're able, stand to your feet, sing with me, The Family of God, 543. I'm so glad.